following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 209, a bonus episode. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody is doing well all around the world. And thank you for being here. It's been a while since I've done this solo. And everyone thought the main event was dead, but, well, here we are. I couldn't really use the rewind format for this one because it is a timely issue. And as a wrestling fan, I felt like I had to weigh in on how I felt about everything that's happened in the last 24 hours as I'm recording this. Some good news, some bad news, and, well, some, honestly, a lot of fake news. But let's jump right into it.
Here's what's going on in the world of pro wrestling in this week's RTW News Desk.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon has retired from World Wrestling Entertainment. Yes, I know you've all heard about it. It's not really breaking news, but it is very important news. As I've mentioned on this show since the inception, I've been a wrestling fan for the better part of, 34-ish years. You guys know I don't do math. Since 1988, I've been a steady wrestling fan, watching just about every week up until the last, let's say, year and a half or so, when I just couldn't stand to watch the product anymore. Was that because Vince McMahon has lost touch with what the fans want? He's openly admitted on the Pat McAfee show that he really doesn't care what the IWC thinks. He doesn't pay attention to them all, but he's always claimed to listen to the crowd and listen to the live audience. I don't know if that's an accurate statement from what we've seen in the last couple of years. You know, it's bad when a fan of 30-something years as myself stops watching wrestling week to week. I gave them a pass for most of, 2010 to 2020. I still watched during the pandemic because that's what I did every single week. I was a WWE fan. So yes, I will call myself a homer. I tried to watch AEW. I watched it in the beginning. I had a Wednesday Night Wars show as part of this network that I was excited to do. Of course, that didn't last long, obviously. But as a whole, probably around the Fiend, stuff, like not losing or, never selling anything, and really just booking him into a corner when he won the world title. That's kind of when I said, maybe this isn't for me anymore. And obviously, I still watched through the pandemic, and that was, pretty bad in itself. I watched through the Thunderdome era, and it just never got better. I stopped watching the week-to-week product. But when I heard that Vince McMahon had retired yesterday, as I'm recording this, which is funny, it was July 22nd, 2022. That's a lot of twos. I don't know if that has any significance in Vince's mind or just happened to be a coincidence. The federal government couldn't take him down. WCW couldn't take him down. AEW would never take him down. Remember when Vince McMahon brought in the NWO after he had purchased WCW? And he put out that vignette. I'm going to inject a lethal dose of poison. I'm going to kill my own creation. He pretty much took himself out. You can blame the Wall Street Journal all you want and say, oh, they're the ones that really took him out. The shareholders took him out. Nick Khan took him out. Stephanie told him to leave. No. Vince McMahon killed Vince McMahon. And I'm not talking about the time that he blew himself up in his limo the week before Chris Benoit killed his entire family. Because of Vince's own actions, he essentially took himself out of the company. Some people asked, will that ruin his legacy? Will that leave a stain on his legacy? Everyone knows the story. Vince McMahon purchased the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, or Capital Wrestling, from his father, Vince McMahon Sr. He created Titan Sports, renamed it the World Wrestling Federation, and he was off to the races. The reason we're watching professional wrestling on TV today is because of Vince McMahon. Whether it's New Japan, AEW, WWE, Impact, or MLW. Vince McMahon took wrestling national, put it on cable TV, and then took it worldwide. Every single wrestling fan today, whether you love WWE or you hate WWE, and there's a lot of people out there that hates WWE, which is completely ludicrous in my opinion. But I publicly said that I hate AEW, and well, that kind of makes me a hypocrite, doesn't it? I guess so, but at least I admit it. I'm a WWE homer. But the reason why I dislike AEW so much isn't because of my heritage growing up in New England, being a lifelong WWE fan. It's simply because the AEW product sucks. Tony Khan is and always has been and always will be a money mark. He's a wrestling fan. He's a kid in the candy store with the keys to everything. He's playing Fantasy Booker every single week. He has no foresight to grow his product at all. He plays fan service to the same people that watch every single week. You thought Top Gun Maverick was a fan service film or the last installment of the Skywalker Saga was a fan service movie? AEW, Dynamite, Dark Elevation, Rampage, even the pay-per-views are all fan service shows for only the AEW audience. We used to think Cody was behind that. Cody had come out and said when AEW started that they had no intention of catering to the casual fan. They wanted to produce their content for the hardcore AEW fans, their core audience. Maybe Cody believed that, or maybe that was just an edict from Tony Khan, who was the one that was actually running the show. But I digress. Vince McMahon created a billion-dollar worldwide entity in the scripted, choreographed, sensationalized entertainment that is professional wrestling. Even broke kayfabe himself. The very rules that were set in pro wrestling since the inception, that it was show business. To avoid any issues with the New Jersey Athletic Commission, he came out and publicly said on record that what he does and what he brings to town is sports entertainment. And the world of professional wrestling was changed from that moment on. We all know the stories of supposed hits out on Vince McMahon and possibly Hulk Hogan, because the two were synonymous with the wrestling boom in the late 80s, mid to late 80s. Rock and wrestling had changed the landscape of professional wrestling, as well as the inception of cable television. You were used to your local channels, your local markets, having the local territory that were on every single week. Once Vince bought those territories out and took it national, I mean, you know the story, wrestling boomed. MTV came in, they had a great partnership with them. The rest is history. You can't ever take that away from Vince McMahon. You can't ever take away the vision that he had to take the company worldwide. That never would have happened if he hadn't taken over. And there were others that wanted to do the same thing, but either just through bad timing because Vince did it first, or just, I don't know, didn't have the right plan. But I mean, Bill Watts wanted to take it national. Fritz Von Erich tried to take world-class national. Yeah, but Vince pretty much beat them to the punch. They tried to take him out with, you know, super clash events. Jim Crockett put on free Clash of Champions during WrestleManias. Vince would obviously counter-program Crockett as well with Royal Rumbles and Survivor Series. But no one was ever really able to take away the popularity from WWE until Eric Bischoff took over WCW. The Monday Night Wars is regarded as some of the best television we've seen in pro wrestling history. We know what Vince McMahon did to elevate his product by creating the Attitude Era, by letting Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara take the ball and run. And people still look back at that era fondly. But if you go back and watch some of the old Raws during the Attitude Era and the Monday Night Wars, it wasn't all great. Yes, there were memorable segments that we'll never forget, mostly involving Steve Austin and Vince McMahon. But a lot of that was crap, too. And people don't really want to admit that. It's always rose-colored glasses when we look back at the Attitude Era. But Vince McMahon did what he had to do to survive, to keep his company going when supposedly he was headed towards financial ruin, if you want to believe that. Just like he had bet the entire company on the first WrestleMania. If that never succeeded, who knows where we would be right now with professional wrestling. And when you look at Vince McMahon and Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Austin McMahon rivalry, there was not any better heel to play against the biggest babyface in the company, who at that point really was a tweener. Really was a lot of gray in Stone Cold Steve Austin, not your typical white meat babyface. Vince McMahon was the perfect person to play that role because, well, it was his company and his vision. He knew what needed to be done to survive. And who doesn't want to see their boss get their ass kicked every week? Or be the one that gets to kick his ass every single week and get away with it? And the late 90s was a strange time in our society. A lot of people were bucking the system. Hulk Hogan had to turn heel because the red and yellow just wasn't getting it done anymore. People were bored with the white meat babyface, the all-American hero. Grunge was in. Things were a lot grittier and more real. And it could have been the start of, you know, that generation being stuck in their feelings, which look at where we at today, where we are today. But Austin McMahon was the catalyst for the resurgence of WWE. Without Vince McMahon, again, that never would have happened. Without Vince becoming the Mr. McMahon character after he screwed Bret Hart in Montreal, who knows where we would be today? So when you look over the years of what Vince McMahon has provided to professional wrestling, it's unprecedented. Of course, he's had a lot of help. He's had great minds. Say what you want about Bruce Pritchard. He knows the business. He's learned from the best. Say what you want about Jim Ross, who was there in talent relations. He scouted the best roster they ever had. All Hall of Famers. Vince surrounded himself with the right people. That's what a smart person does. That's what President Trump did. That's what smart leaders do. Not everything Vince has done has been a hit. We don't need to revisit the mid-90s when wrestling was at its worst with all the gimmicks that he had in there. The Goon, the original MVP, Abe Knuckleball Schwartz, Sparky Plug Bob Holly, Duke the Dumpster Drosy, Mantar, the list goes on and on. Y'all should have seen that coming when the big giant egg opened up at Survivor Series 90. And a frickin' turkey popped out. Y'all didn't see that coming, did you? It got a lot of people's attention, though. I mean, say what you want about Vince. Even for some of the misses, you still remember that stuff. Because it was so bad. Like No Holds Barred. Which I love, by the way. It's so bad, it's good. Again, a Vince McMahon creation. I'd like to think that Vince's legacy won't be tarnished because of the sexual exploits that the genetic jackhammer had in recent years. Clearly, his wife is still with him. I mean, I'm sure that marriage has been dead for 30 years, but, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it is broke, well, you're still filthy rich. Vince didn't need to work up until today, and he's 77 years old. And 100% of wrestling fans, if you polled them and asked them, will Vince ever retire from wrestling? No. Every single person would say he'll probably die in gorilla position. He'll die doing the one thing that he loves more than anything else in the entire world, and that's producing wrestling television. That's a fact. So because of the scandals that the Wall Street Journal had put out, that Vince was involved in several affairs and hush money and paying people off, and the board of directors want to look into it to make sure he didn't use appropriated funds from the WWE for that, which he actually may have. I mean, if you're not guilty, why leave, right? So clearly he's not stepping down because he's 77 years old and he's had a great run, and that's the picture that he wants to paint. He's stepping down because he got caught. Happens to everybody, right? And just when wrestling fans thought that all the McMahons were going to be gone, Nick Khan's taking over the world. Stephanie's taking a leave of absence. Hunter had a heart attack. He'll never be the same again. Lo and behold, here we are. July 23rd, 2022, as I'm recording this. Stephanie McMahon is the co-CEO with Nick Khan. And Triple H, effective immediately, has resumed his role as EVP of Talent Relations. Essentially, nothing has changed except the fact that Vince McMahon is retired. And will he stay retired? Will he will he really live up to his word? I mean, he's a carny. It's wrestling. They don't ever tell the truth. Will he let this blow over in 6 months, a year, 2 years from now? And say, I'm back, damn it, I'm back to take over my company again. Nobody can kill Vince McMahon. Ha ha, pal. It's not out of the scope of reality that he could possibly come back again one day. It is professional wrestling. Never say never. Anything could happen in the WWF, is what he always used to say. That's absolutely true. So don't take it as this is set in stone that Vince McMahon is gone from World Wrestling Entertainment forever. And for all we know, he could be just running everything from behind the scenes via Skype or video call or whatever he uses. And that may come out. That fact may come out to be true. Somebody may leak that to the press or the fake news wrestling media. But let's just say that Vince McMahon is gone for good. What does that mean for WWE television and the company as a whole? We've seen Nick Khan, the president, take WWE to unprecedented levels of revenue. They're making more money now than they did through the Attitude Era, through the golden era of the 80s during the big boom. It's ridiculous. When the product is at its worst, they're making the most money. That's how good Nick Khan is, and that's how powerful of a machine World Wrestling Entertainment is. It's still a worldwide money printing machine. For all its faults. And it's back in mainstream again. ESPN reporting that Vince McMahon's retired. The Wall Street Journal getting involved. Forbes reporting on wrestling every week. So many different mainstream publications. Bleacher Report. Everybody taking it as it's a legit sporting event. It's not. That's the power of WWE. Legitimate sports outlets cover professional wrestling like it's a real sport. Wrap your head around that for a minute. Will the product change? Obviously, Steph said she's going to rely heavily on guys like Bruce Pritchard, Paul Heyman. And then you get rumors that, because rumors were running so rampant when this happened, and this is, I don't know if it's subterfuge to take the heat off of Vince and get people talking about something else, but all the fake news wrestling media outlets, all the dirt sheets reporting that Brock Lesnar walked out of SmackDown once he heard that Vince was retiring. Do you understand what Vince McMahon has meant to Brock Lesnar? Did you not watch Brock on the Pat McAfee show talking about how much Vince McMahon meant to him? How he was like a father figure to him? They had a unique bond. And Brock has been on, honestly, one of the greatest runs in history. Brock has admitted to having anxiety issues. Not liking to be out there in front of a crowd. Having to wind down for a few months after a run. But he is a pro's pro. So if he did walk out, I'm sure it was because he flipped the hell out and needed to clear his head. But at no point did I ever think he was going to go home. And everybody took the fact that he walked out and ran with it. Alvarez, Sapp, everybody. Alvarez being at the forefront. People know how I feel about Brian Alvarez and people of the of his kind in the wrestling media. Then they're saying, oh, Brock isn't going to be at SummerSlam. They already have a replacement for him. Maybe it's Goldberg. Maybe it's AJ Styles. People are legitimately reporting from sources, quote, sources, Goldberg is going to replace Brock Lesnar. You know how hard it is to get into wrestling shape? And we're a week out from SummerSlam? You really think Bill Goldberg is going to be in wrestling shape in a week? At the second biggest pay-per-view of the year? What they call, you know, baby WrestleMania? Come on. Seriously. And if that's, look, if that is the truth, then the company is in a worse spot than we ever thought it was. If Goldberg's going to face Roman Reigns at SummerSlam on a week's notice. Come on. And I'll eat my words if that happens, but I don't see that happening. I still believe that Brock Lesnar is going to be there because, look, he still showed up at SmackDown last night in Boston after everybody said that he walked out. Whether they talked him back in the building or Vince made to call himself and say, hey, pal, sorry I didn't tell you ahead of time, but I need you back there because you're contracted. You're in the main event at SummerSlam. Don't be stupid, pal. Or Brock just needed to get away for a minute. Go to D'Angelo's and have a sub. He came back smiling. Beat the crap out of Austin Theory. Cole and Corey sold it like, wait, what? But I thought he wasn't going to be here. What? It was either fake news, and WWE put that out. WWE sources put that out, leaked it out to mess with the dirt sheets, or he did leave and come back. Everyone looks like a jackass now for reporting that Brock is gone. He's walked out. He's unprofessional. And don't even get me started with the Sasha and Naomi stans that are out there. Oh, you guys called Sasha and Naomi so unprofessional for walking out. But nobody says anything about Brock. You guys are racist. Jesus, why does everything have to be about race? It has nothing to do with race. Were Sasha and Naomi unprofessional for walking out, leaving their belts on Johnny Ace's desk? Hell yeah, they were. If Brock did walk out and not come back, would that be unprofessional? Absolutely. I'm not going to say it to his face. I'll tell you that much. But it has nothing to do with race, and I hate the race-baiting community. And you guys know who you are. Some of you are friends of mine. And I think it's disgusting and deplorable that you have to automatically jump to that. Like, that is your go-to reaction, that your knee-jerk reaction, that everything has to be about race. It's not. For some people, maybe. For the majority, no. Just stop. Stop it. You're rational, educated adults. You don't have to throw the race card out every time somebody questions people of color and don't question white people. Come on. Seriously. Grow up. But Brock did come back. And I 100,000% expect him to be at SummerSlam. Otherwise, why would he show up last night? He'll be there on the go-home show next week, and he'll be there at SummerSlam. And I'll be there, too, and I'm looking forward to it. And if WWE really was supposedly looking for replacements for Brock, that exposes the main event. That 100,000% tells you that there is no way that Roman Reigns is not walking out the undisputed Universal Champion of the world. He's never going to lose. Doesn't matter if it was Brock or Goldberg or AJ or Austin Theory. Doesn't matter. Roman's not losing at SummerSlam. He's going to get to the 2-year mark and possibly lose it later on this year, or maybe keep it until next WrestleMania. Who knows? But I absolutely guarantee, as The Rock would say, and I think The Rock may possibly actually show up at SummerSlam, but I'll guarantee that Roman Reigns, no matter who he faces, is not losing that title at SummerSlam. If he does, It may be because of interference from The Rock, but that is the only way I ever see him losing his titles. And they're not going to put the belts on Oldberg. Seriously. You really think they're going to give him undisputed title reign to be the one to end Roman Reigns' streak? No. No, shut up. Stop it. Don't be a mark. This just shows that Roman Reigns is going to win. And I'm not backing off that. In the end, getting back to the main event, no pun intended. All right, maybe the pun was intended, I don't know. Vincent Kennedy McMahon is gone from World Wrestling Entertainment. Taking him at his word and at face value, he is no longer part of the company. Am I sad about it? No. And I see all these WWE fans, mostly millennials, on Twitter. Wrestling won't be the same without Vince. I'm going to stop watching. Well, why the fuck were you watching to begin with? Pardon my language. Why are you watching to begin with? It's so bad. Me, as a 30-plus year fan, can't watch it. But everything is subjective. I understand that. But stop with the fake virtue signaling. I'm not even doing that. And I grew up in Connecticut, a WWF fan. I'm not sad to see Vince McMahon go. I'm actually kind of pleased that he's gone, because maybe the product will get better. That's what a lot of us have been hoping for, right? With Vince gone, maybe the product will get better. Then you have people that don't like Triple H being in charge. We don't know who actually will be in charge of creative, so let's not jump the gun there yet, but just say Steph and Hunter are part of creative now. Are we going to see the indie bullshit that we saw in NXT? Are they going to mess with 2.0 and bring it back to the black and gold? I hope not. I haven't watched it, but everything I've heard from 2.0 that, you know, it's actually fun to watch again. They're actually investing in characters and not taking your traditional indie darlings, and they're actually making stars that have nothing to do with wrestling to begin with. With their initiative of getting college and high school students. That's brilliant. And that was, if that was actually Triple H's idea, then that look, obviously that goes against everything that you think about him, that, you know, he created NXT to be a glorified indie show. If he was involved in the next level stuff and getting the new initiative to getting green people and train them the WWE way, then I think the product will be in good hands with Trip. I really do. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens out of this. And to finish my thought about earlier, I kind of got off on a tangent and off the rails as I normally do. The supposed list of people that are pissed and are also going to leave, like Edge. I heard Kevin Dunn is gone. I know he's his right-hand man. He's in charge, ultimately, of the TV production, but he's not always producing every single week. That's such a misnomer. Kevin Dunn hasn't been hands-on in a long time. He oversees the production, but he's not in the truck directing every single week. That's not accurate. But let's just say Kevin Dunn's gone. Bruce Pritchard wants to leave now. Johnny Ace, well, he was involved in a lot of the Vince stuff, so he's already gone. Who did that leave? Michael Hayes? God bless him. Paul Heyman? Trips and Steph? I think they'll be okay. Throw in Shawn Michaels. Bring back Road Dogg. You know, bring back the whole clique. God rest his soul, Scott Hall can't be there, but bring a lot of the agents back. And what about the Cody effect? To go off into another tangent. You think they won't have the green light now to poach talent from AEW if they wanted to? Or bring back some of their formerly contracted stars eventually? I think with Vince McMahon gone, I see. Look, I thought AEW wouldn't be around in 5 years from their inception. With Vince McMahon gone, that may be a possibility now, because we may see things that were unprecedented. You can look at it one of two ways. Either one, the supposed forbidden door is wide open now, and AEW and WWE could work together. Wouldn't that be some weird, multiverse shit, right? Or they can absolutely hammer him and bury him into the ground, because clearly Triple H does not like AEW. Vince didn't see them as competition. I guarantee Triple H does. So which way do they go? Who knows? But I'm excited for the future. I'm excited to see what they do and maybe have a new vision. Maybe a new set of eyes in charge is a good thing. Maybe we'll get back to a wrestling boom again. Jim Ross said wrestling is always cyclical. And it has been. And maybe this is the catalyst to kick that back in gear and have a new wrestling, a true wrestling boom. None of this bullshit that, it's the best time to be a fan right now. Shut up. Sure, if you like mediocre wrestling, sure. Maybe this will light the fuse. No pun intended. I mean, maybe that pun was intended too. To be the spark to create a new wrestling revolution without Vince McMahon at the helm. Tony Khan better be shaking his boots that Vince McMahon is gone. Now Triple H can get down to business, if you will. And take that money mark out. And bring all the boys back. We'll see. In closing, Vince McMahon. You'll probably never hear this, but I don't care. I need to put it out there. And a lot of people are doing it themselves, but as a wrestling fan who grew up in Windsor, Connecticut, an hour from Stamford, a lifelong WWF, WWE homer, thank you. Thank you for all the years, all the sacrifices that you made. Bad behavior notwithstanding. Thank you for having the vision and the foresight to make the greatest wrestling company in the world. And to entertain me as a kid, when I'm 13 years old and my mother leaves, and I live with my dad, and through a 3 or 4 year period after that, with some of the worst stuff I've ever had to go through, professional wrestling is what kept my hopes up. It kept me excited because I can escape for an hour or two a week watching professional wrestling, bringing superstars that are larger than life into my living room, making me feel like they're part of my family. When pro wrestlers die that I grew up watching, I got sad because it feels like a family member of mine is gone, regardless if they knew me or not. And none of them did. I still grieved because for so many years, they were on my TV and felt like they were part of my family. Call it childish, call it ridiculous, call it what you want. It's the truth. And without Vince McMahon, it probably never would have happened. Thank you, Vince, from the bottom of my heart, for entertaining me for all these years. And I wish you nothing but the best. And I wish you well in your future endeavors. Guys, that wraps it up for this special edition of the main event. Back for one time only. Ha ha, pal. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at RadRobGaming. If you like video games, I am a Twitch video game streamer. Twitch.tv/RadRobGaming, streaming every Tuesday night and Saturday night, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, 5 Pacific. 4 Pacific? Numbers. And check out my YouTube channel, RadRobGaming. And all my other 6,000 podcasts here on the Rad Rob Radio Network. On Cancel with Drake Wirtz, Straight Up 5 with Johnny Petraglia Jr., RTW Rewind, in all of my archives, look me up on Spreaker or just Google Rad Rob Radio Network and subscribe to my channel. I would appreciate it. Until then, guys, thanks for listening to this special edition of the Main Event. I am still Rad Rob, and you're not.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Rad Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.